This is Sean with Voices of SAE, and I'm speaking to a gentleman that I actually heard of when I pledged in 1993. I guess he was kind of a legend and made his mark. His name is Greg Collins. Greg, how you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you, Sean?
All right, so what year were you born and in what city?
I was born in 1969 in Crawfordsville, Indiana.
Okay, high school?
Zionsville Community High School.
So you went from Crawfordsville to Zionsville.
Yeah, we moved all around the country for a little bit prior to I started school, kindergarten in Lafayette, and then first grade in Zionsville and graduated from Zionsville.
Was your family in the military? Is that where you moved around a lot, or what was that?
No, actually, my father was going through different educational phases with his master's degree and doctorate and things like that, so he jumped around at different colleges.
Okay, got it. So Zionsville to Ball State, what was the reason you chose Ball State?
I had a little aspirations of playing some college baseball. Back in my time in baseball, junior college was a bad word. Today, junior college is a magical word and places for people to go and improve upon their skills and then go on to a different college. And I knew Ball State was a Division I school, but our record wasn't very good at Ball State, and I thought I would give it a shot to walk on the baseball team while I was studying criminal justice at Ball State.
That's awesome. And again, the year you said was fall 89, is that right?
I graduated high school in 88, okay. And then I joined SAE in the fall of 89.
So what was your bridge? Who was the connection to SAE? How did that happen?
So my freshman year, a lot of the guys that I lived on the same floor with, they all had pledged fraternities, and I was not committed to doing so. My sophomore year, all of my friends and everybody that I basically associated with was in a fraternity, and they weren't all in the same ones. But a majority of the guys on my freshman year dorm was in a different fraternity, and I was like, I already know all those guys, so I'm going to go around and do these the rushing at the different houses.
Right.
And I'm going to roll the dice and do something on my own. And when I went to the SAE house, during that time period, it was really big with grades and athletics.
Yep.
And they had won athletics 6 or 7 years prior to me joining SAE, and we came up with this phrase of, let's get all these guys in here that like to play basketball or baseball or softball or whatever, and let's get a decade of dominance going on to win the sports trophy for that 10 years. So I ended up going there just because of a lot of the guys I had a lot of similarities with sports in high school and things like that, and then grades and obviously great brotherhood too. So that's why I ended up choosing SAE.
And true gentleman, right?
Absolutely.
Could you recite it right now?
I could not recite it right now, and especially before a match blew out.
You know, I had to do the alphabet twice, 8 founding fathers twice. When we were founded and National was founded, before the match went out, and I did it and blew it out and still did the shot.
Oh, geez. I wouldn't even come close.
All right. So some of those, you know, favorite moments that, you know, brothers helping out brothers or just some specific things that maybe happened at formal or Patty Murphy or whatever. What were some great moments you remember standing out? And I think you told me something about a keg or a couple kegs or multiple kegs.
I have this photo of a couple of the fraternity brothers, not in the same pledge class, which it's a Saturday morning after a Friday night keg party when we used to be allowed to have kegs at the fraternity houses. And it is a pyramid from bottom to top. And I believe, if memory serves correctly, the bottom of the pyramid is 6 kegs in a row, and then obviously 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 standing, you know, 30 foot high with a couple of the brothers down there at 3 kegs high. And that was a traditional and typical large-scale SAE party on a Friday night in college.
So did somebody dive into it?
You know, somebody had to carry those things full at one point, one at a time.
Who's your sweetheart?
Laura Zimmerman.
Okay,
LZ.
was she there? Was she your sweetheart the whole time? Because she also my freshman years when I remember her. Was there anyone else you can remember like right when you started before LZ?
I don't. LZ was there 2 years while I was there and still actively involved in the house. And one of the test questions for the new, I don't know if we still call them pledges or young brothers anymore.
Initiates, kind of.
The one of the questions on there is who is the tree named after and what is her relationship to the SAE house? And it's Laura Zimmerman. Laura Roberts now married, and we always called her LZ.
Yep.
Just talked to her last week, which was great.
You're going to have to listen to her. She's got a couple interviews, and she tells a really cool story about brothers being there for two. So you're going to have to go back to Voices of SE and check that out. So, did you ever have any like road trips or getting off campus with the guys that really stand out?
We did. So we had two, and one of them I couldn't go to. So I was very bummed, and that was in Canada. And our pledge class paddle is the Canadian maple leaf, the red Canadian maple leaf, which is still on the wall in the house now. The other one, I think we had to have, I'm not even sure if we had to have passports back then. The other one was our walkout when we went to the University of Illinois. And we captured all of the actives at the time and took a vans full of kegs, of course, over to the University of Illinois and had a great bonding experience all of our own. Their University of Illinois SAEs was having a formal that weekend. We didn't have any idea. We didn't care. We just took over one of their formal rooms and slept on the floor. And they were probably a little upset with us, but it was a very memorable trip.
That's pretty awesome. So, how do you think SAE prepared you for the world?
It's very interesting because when I joined SAE, I didn't care about what was going to happen after college, as far as the brothers go or anything like that. And some of my very best friends, who I don't see all the time, we will chat occasionally on some Facebook or some text messages and things like that. We still talk, the core group of my pledge class even just will still talk, two or three times a year, and we try to get together at least once every year, and it never happens, and it ends up being like once every 4 or 5 years or at a wedding or something. And but it's phenomenal because we can still have those relationships, this many years later, and still reach out to each other like there hasn't been a day passed.
Got it. So your son also is at the house right now, is that right?
He is. He
What
is.
is his name?
Camden Collings.
Camden Collins. All right. So we actually already completed his interview, and part of the goal of this whole thing, I just kind of want your opinion on it, from the alumni being able to listen to what they're doing now, kind of catch up on, some stories of the past and, hopefully network reconnect, and for the actives kind of tell their accomplishments and future goals so the alumni can know what's coming out and maybe possibly hire or maybe network connections or whatever it is and some stories from the house. So what do you kind of think about the whole legacy project in general?
I think it's a great idea because previously I know that each year or whatever we would get emails from people introducing their new position within the house. You can't really put a voice with a person or a picture with a person. You can a little bit more now on social media and things, but now you actually get to hear from a person, whether it's my son or LZ or other brothers that I went to school with or that are in school now. And to be able to hear it from their personal experience with their emotion and their tone as they're telling it, which I find that incredible.
Yeah, the goal with the website being built is you'll be able to look up by era and then potentially also look up for alumni by industry. So be able to search kind of by time and by what they're doing. I think that is something that if we really get a large percentage of the guys, that could be a huge resource for so many different angles and reasons, let alone it being a fundraiser. But what would you like to just kind of to say to the actives in general and anything else just in general about being an SAE?
So enjoy the time while you're there, because some of your greatest treasured memories and friendships are going to be established at the house. And then, like I said earlier, you may be out of the house 5 years or 10 years or 15 years, but or 40 or 50 years, and you're still going to have those connections of the brotherhood of who you went through the initiation process with, who you lived with, you know, in and out of the house, who you got jobs with and things. But just to be able to stay connected to the people, you know, from Ball State, from the best years of your lives.
That's great. Well, Greg Phi Alpha, I'm glad I'm able to talk to you, you know, after all these years, and I'm looking forward to hearing who would be some of the guys that were from your era that you think would be good to tell their points of view.
Oh, probably all of my fraternity brothers, for sure. David Bilby. David Bilby, yep. Mike Reeson, he would be for sure. I'm trying to even think of other people outside of my fraternity, initiation brothers, Bill Wyatt, Fedowitz, Matt Wilkening, he's still in Indianapolis. Yep. Of course, you said you already talked to LZ, Kyle Turner, Jeff Marshall, Eric Reedy. I mean, these guys are still in Indiana. I mean, most of the guys, Ryan Pratt in Illinois. I think I said Mike Reeson, he's over in Ohio. And they're supposed to be coming down here in a few weeks for their kids' hockey tournaments and things. So, yeah, any of those guys. And I'd be more than happy to, you know, off the air, give you all their contact informations or whatever you need.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, right on. Well, let the voices live on with SAE. And Greg, if you just stay on the line, I'm going to close this one out.
Will do.